Thousands of children are crowding U.S. detention centers as officials struggle to deal with the situation. More than 21,000 unaccompanied children arrived last year from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, according to a recent UN report. Nearly 19,000 more came from Mexico. This year, the numbers have continued to grow. Anna Green of the International Rescue Committee says parents are sending their children to the U.S. because of extreme poverty and violence from drug cartels and gangs.
The children that are fleeing violence and who would be in harm's way if they returned, those are children who would likely qualify for protection here in the United States, but not all would.
Those who are seeking to leave poverty behind for a better life in another country are often referred to as economic migrants. Unlike refugees, they leave their homes by choice. If someone seeking asylum in the United States is determined not to be a refugee, then he or she can be deported. But who actually qualifies as a refugee? Jana Mason of the UN Refugee Agency says there are five specific justifications.
There are five grounds, and it has to be linked to persecution. Race, religion, your ethnic or national background, a political opinion that you hold, or membership in a particular social group.
Mason says in extraordinary circumstances, the United Nations classifies whole groups of people as refugees, such as those fleeing the war in Syria or conflicts in Africa. So does a government have a different degree of responsibility to a refugee, especially a child, fleeing poverty than it does to one fleeing war? Anna Green of the IRC says no.
It looks different, but the protection principles are exactly the same, including the fact that every child who's unaccompanied, regardless of why they may have left, needs certain types of protection that adults don't.
In the U.S. border case, Mason says it is important that undocumented migrants be given the chance to tell their story and go through the asylum process.
International law says that if someone could be a refugee, you basically have to give them the benefit of the doubt and not send them back.
The experts say the key to stemming the flow of unaccompanied children and other asylum seekers from Central America to the U.S. is to address the underlying factors that are causing them to make such a dangerous journey in the first place. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.